Last summer, a woman I'd never seen before peered over my garden gate and told me my geranium was out of control. "It's a plant, not a tearaway," I replied, a remark she chose to ignore. "I'd cut back if I were you," she insisted. "Prune to the quick, otherwise it'll take over your border and clobber your bulbs come next spring." She then moved on, having recast my crimson beauty as errant teenager, followed by vengeful warrior. I'd purchased the flame-coloured plant at an outdoor market in the Midlands. Barely bonsai size, it showed little sign then of its potential sprawl. At the time of purchase, I wasn't convinced it would be entirely comfortable in my suburban garden. But geraniums are hardy and don't require a lot of pampering, a reason American poet Ed Dorn chose the humble geranium when looking for a flower to represent the cherishable common. I bought this plant in the first place because its pungent smell reminds me of my childhood home. There was always a silky geranium or two, potted in the window or rooting in a plastic container. Neighbours constantly gave slips to each other. My mother rarely returned home from visiting friends without a soggy newspaper wrapped around newly disturbed clay. Now that winter is fast approaching, the light seems to fade earlier each passing year. I've already brought my geranium into the warm indoors, where its flame will continue to burn in the darker days ahead.